What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the Drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
They're trying to hide Joe Biden, hiding Biden. Just give him softball interviews on Howard Stern, woke Howard Stern, and The View. But never, ever go out there and actually speak to the press. Donald Trump, back in court, they want to extend the trial now another 2 to 3 weeks to keep him off the campaign trail. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. A lot to get to today. It's a busy, busy day, busy Monday, as every day seems busy in this day and age. Thank you again if you joined us at Cape May, the Grand Hotel, on Friday. We had an amazing, amazing time. Thank you. And this is our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. Rooms are selling fast for June, and they have an amazing June midweek package available for you. And our next live show will be Friday, June 21st. So make sure you join us for that. I want to see you there. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. I got to get into Maxine Waters, her crazy conspiracy theory, Larry Krasner visiting the encampment at Penn, and so much more that I got to get into, including, of course, the trial with Donald Trump. No question about it. But, you know, I think one of the key things that we're watching right now is this attempt to make people enemies of the state. And there was a piece that was written in the Wall Street Journal by Ralph Reed. You probably remember him. He was a very, very prominent guy a while ago in politics, Faith and Freedom Coalition. I mean, there was a time when he was out there very prominently. But he writes this piece. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but it's once again this notion that this administration is going after Christians and this threat, this fear they're creating about Christian nationals, Christian nationals. Let me tie this to Donald Trump for a moment in the trial you're seeing, and the point that I made on Friday, which is that there's not a single person. I made this point several times now. I don't know a single person. I mean this. I don't know a single person who would have changed their vote from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton in 2016 had they known about the Stormy Daniels allegations. That's the essence of what election interference is all about. According to Alvin Bragg, his conspiracy theory, his theory here, you can't have election interference unless you believe that the election would have changed had certain things come to light. In this case, the allegations. And the only way you can argue that there would have been election interference is if you could prove that people would have changed their vote. And I'm telling you right now, there's not a single person, but particularly evangelical Christians who would have changed their vote to Hillary Clinton. I'm not saying like, you know, like 100%, but probably 99.9% would have still voted for Trump. Maybe they would have stayed home. I doubt it. They certainly would have not switched their vote to Hillary Clinton. And they understood the stakes with the Supreme Court. And it's like I told him back in 2016, the reason why evangelicals are supporting you is because they know that you will fight for them. It's not because they're judging you based on your piety. It's not because this, you know, thrice married playboy billionaire was supposed to be this icon of virtue. It was because they knew the guy would fight for him versus, excuse me, what we're seeing now and what we would have seen with Hillary Clinton as president, which is that if you're a Christian, you are now the new threat. Christian nationalism. And this did not begin with Joe Biden. You remember Barack Obama back in the day saying people in Pennsylvania clinging to their guns and Bibles. They love to stereotype and they love to come up with the dumbest stereotypes possible about people. And this idea of Christian nationalism is one of those things that they say to push out there to make people believe that these people are real threats. As if that they would overthrow the country and they would, I guess, I don't know, exterminate anyone who's not a Christian. But they're standing with Israel. Now, you think about it. You look at Christian nationals. Where do they come down on this whole issue of Israel? How many Christian nationals do you think are protesting on college campuses right now? How many Christian nationals do you believe are part of the encampments at these colleges? How many Christian nationals do you think are rooting for Hamas or calling for genocide against the Jews or calling or chanting from the river to the sea? No, Christian nationals is one of those fake made up terms. It's one of those things that the left puts out there to suggest that these people are radicals, that they're dangerous, that they are going to be the new insurrectionists. It's why the Justice Department was going to spy on people that went to Catholic Mass and prayed in Latin. It's all part of the strategy of the demand for domestic extremism. The supply is not there, but the demand is there. So we got to find new categories of people who could be threats, could be terrorists. And when you think about what it means to be Christian and when you want to see certain things to be reflected in policy, let's use transgender as one of those policies, for example. I think that it's pretty obvious that most people who are Christian don't believe parents should be left out of the conversation. That if a public school is going to hide the fact that their child is identifying as transgender, that that's wrong. That parents should know about it because a lot of them who are Christians, but also Jews, a lot of them who are also atheists, agnostic, whatever, believe, you know what, there might be something else going on here, and there might be a mental illness issue, a component of this that has to be dealt with our kids, and we don't want this hidden from us. But the left has an agenda, of course, which is to say that if a kid is identifying as transgender, that's it. It's normal, has to be embraced. There can't be any other alternatives offered. Can't be mental illness, can't be drug use, can't be the kids just craving attention. Nope, this has to be embraced, and we have to hide it from parents because parents may not embrace it. Now, that's wrong. On every level, it's wrong. But what the left does is it tries to trick people into saying things like, well, you know, those Christian nationals will also try to have the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet people, killed as well. And they'll try to stoke fear with this. And so what happens? Well, what happens is that you get people who believe that your religious beliefs, your ideas should be allowed, you should get one day a week and an hour at that to enjoy them in the presence of your church, but that's it. So, for example, if you don't want to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex wedding because it violates your religious beliefs, tough noogies, put your hands in the eggs, the flour, the sugar, and bake a cake. You don't want to take pictures at a same-sex wedding? Too bad. go and take pictures. We don't let you live your life according to your views. Now, the old saying, of course, is that my liberty ends when my face, when my hand connects to your face, meaning that we're not advocating, nobody's advocating for anyone to get hurt. Nobody's advocating for anyone to be killed, beaten, incarcerated, or anything. But what we want, what people who are identify as Christian want, is they want to be able to live their life without the government busting their chops and pushing them to do something that violates their beliefs. And this is a great point about Trump, and this is why Trump won the evangelical vote in 2016 and why he's going to win it again in 2024. Because he's going to always take the side of people who say, that violates my beliefs. I should not have to be subjected to that. I shouldn't have to be forced to take part in something that violates the core tenets of my belief. Hey, look, I wouldn't force a Jewish baker to bake a cake that said death to Israel. Would you? No, of course not. I wouldn't suggest that a Muslim should have to bake a gay cake. I mean, not the cakes are gay, but you know what I mean, for a same-sex wedding, because a lot of Muslims don't believe that that's in line with their faith. But it's always the Christians who get the bad rap, and that's also part of the strategy of the left. It's also part of the demonization that occurs, too, because it's scary. Christian nationalist. It invokes people on horseback, I don't know, riding with Vatican flags, going to do another, you know, whatever. I don't know, the Inquisition or something like that. I mean, it's silly. It's stupid. And the pro-life movement, which the left despises, the pro-life movement is also rooted in many cases in Christianity. Now, there's a lot of people who are not Christian who believe that life is sacred. It's not an issue of God. They just believe that life is sacred. I mean, there are people who believe that it's wrong. They're agnostic, they're atheist, whatever. But to look at the Department of Justice and their Civil Rights Division, for example, and how they go after people that pray outside of abortion clinics. And they will go after them. They'll arrest them for blocking access to an abortion clinic. That is one of the laws that they prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. Now, what do people do wrong when they pray outside of an abortion clinic or when they try to counsel women who are going in? Nothing. Nothing. What do people do wrong at pregnancy crisis centers? This is another thing that has a target on its back, a pregnancy crisis center. So, you know, as you know, we have two children who came to our life via adoption, Patrick and Claire. And, you know, I had a wonderful chat Friday night with one of the Zioli Army birth moms. And I've told you before, I think these birth moms are some of the most courageous human beings on the planet. They are heroes, and I have nothing but respect for them. They know or knew at the time they could not give this baby the best life. They found a loving family who could. They made our dreams of becoming a parent true. And in our case, twice. So I think they're amazing. These pregnancy crisis centers, for example, exist where women who are pregnant go. And they're offered alternatives. And one of those alternatives is adoption. You know, you could place your child for adoption. Loving families out there would love to adopt. And you're doing a great thing. But that competes with Planned Parenthood's agenda, for example. So the civil right, the Biden Civil Rights Division of the United States Department of Justice goes after these people, goes after these places. In fact, in some states, they're required to also educate women about abortion. I couldn't believe that, actually, when we went to go to our abortion, our adoption class, that we had to learn that there's also abortion as an option. It's like, why are they? And they said, we have to. We're required by the state to let women know all their options. I said, okay, but does Planned Parenthood do that? Like, you go to Planned Parenthood, they sit down and go, you know, you really could give this baby up for adoption. You never say give up, but you really could place this baby for adoption. We never say give up because you're not giving up your child. You are placing that child with a loving family. I don't think so. I don't think they say that at Planned Parenthood. But there's an agenda here. There's a movement here, and there's a lot of money behind this too. I mean, the Planned Parenthood industry has got a lot of cashish behind it. And they get a lot of government money behind it too. And I remember, too, driving out of – leaving Connecticut when Patrick was born. We had to go to our – A Act of Love was the adoption agency that we used. I'm sorry, Adoptions from the Heart in Cherry Hill. Adoptions from the Heart in Connecticut, so their branch there. And we met with our counselor because you have to have all these meetings. They got to come to your home and inspect it. There's all kinds of things you got to do. But I remember driving out of the adoption clinic with Patrick after he was born, after they, you know, we had to bring him by and they'd take a look at him and make sure that we weren't abusing him. And across the street is this, and they're in this little office, like I think two offices and a ground bottom floor of like a strip mall or something like that. Across the street is this gigantic Planned Parenthood complex with these glass windows and this massive structure. I just kept thinking to myself, man, talk about a David and Goliath fight, right? There's nobody looking to overthrow the Republic. I mean, part of what, whether you're a Christian or you're Jewish or you're Muslim or you're agnostic or you just really want the government to let you live your life and just stop busting your chops. It's like I said earlier. I mean, everywhere you turn, somebody's busting. The government's busting your chops at every turn. And the left loves demonizing Christianity for a lot of different reasons. And they do things just to spit in their eyes. Like the day on Easter when Biden announced that it was the Transgender Day of Reflection or Transgender Day of Remembrance or whatever the hell it was on Easter Sunday. You know, and the comment that was made was, whether that day falls on March 31st or not, it's disrespectful to do it on what is considered to be the most important Christian holiday. And you wouldn't try that crap with the Muslims. You wouldn't try that. You wouldn't try that nonsense during Ramadan or whatever. You wouldn't play that game. So Christians get kicked around a lot, but that's also part of the strategy because they want people to be afraid that at any minute now there's going to be this movement against the government, another insurrection, and that Trump is the spiritual leader of this. But at the same time they say that, as if Trump could snap his fingers and all these Christians would go run down from the hills with their guns and take over the country. At the very same time they're arguing that, you've got Alvin Bragg in court arguing that had those same Christians known about Stormy Daniels allegations, they wouldn't have voted for him and therefore he stole the election. It's very hard to have those two ideas exist in the same plane, let alone in the exact same reality. It can't be both. It can't be that Trump has his finger on Christian nationals, and at any moment now, another insurrection will occur, and they'll have a revolution, all these militiamen. But had they known about Stormy Daniels, well, then they would have voted for Hillary Clinton. Like, stop. That's the whole basis of his case. So it's a ridiculous, ridiculous notion. Speaking of people who are disgusting, Jeffrey Toobin leads the list of that. Speaking of people that love to touch their bodies, Jeffrey Toobin takes the cake. And I have a story about Jeffrey Toobin, the CNN legal analyst. He once offered to cash to abort his son after impregnating his co-worker's daughter, according to a report in the New York Post. This guy is hands-on in every single way, isn't he? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA. VanariaDental.com. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. All right, try to make sense of this article if you can for me. CNN legal analyst / Zoom. I don't want to say the M word, but kids in the car. King of his castle, master of his domain. No, he's not master of his domain. Remember the Seinfeld episode, the contest?
Yeah, he did not control himself.
No, he did not control himself. What's that?
He's out.
Yeah, he's out.
He's slamming the money on the table.
I'm out. I'm out of the contest. Legal analyst and Zoom toucher feeler Jeffrey Toobin has given tour de force commentary on CNN of former President Donald Trump's hush money trial on the network, but he has his own checkered past with money and sex. The married Tubin had a torrid on-again, off-again relationship for years with a woman named Casey Greenfield, the daughter of his CNN colleague Jeff Greenfield. And this was written about in the Daily News back in 2010, citing sources who said the legal scholar offered her money if she had an abortion when she became pregnant in 2008, as he wanted to keep the affair under wraps. When Casey wouldn't have an abortion, Jeff told her she was going to regret it, that she shouldn't expect any help from him. Tubin, who remains, of course, an advocate for abortion, is 13 years Greenfield senior. The birth of their son did nothing to soften Tubin's response. As the TV talking head insisted he was not the father and only agreed to pay child support after being ordered to do so by a Manhattan family court judge. Tubin is married to Amy McIntosh, a one-time executive at Verizon, and the Zagat Survey, with whom he had two children. A second woman reportedly claimed Tubin came onto her with sexual advances at a party. Greenfield, now a matrimonial and family lawyer, declined to comment. Tubin retained his perch at CNN despite the difficulties. He was fired from The New Yorker in 2020 after 27 years for pleasuring himself during a Zoom call with the organization's senior staff. You know, the fact that this guy was able to recover, that's something I don't think, I would not have thought you could actually come back from that. When that happened in 2020, none of us did. Did you ever think you could come back from that?
I didn't want him to come back from that.
No, no, of course not. But did you think it was possible?
No, absolutely not.
Like if that was me, I would have probably taken my own life.
I certainly wouldn't want to be on TV again.
No, I would have changed my name. I'd be living in someplace in Mexico working on boats. I would have faked my death and fled the country, and you never would have heard from me again. And then someday in the future, when somebody recognized me and were you the guy that touched himself on Zoom in front of your colleagues? I'd be like, oh, now I'd have to change my identity again and just go on the lam again.
Fake another death.
Fake another death and change my identity again. I could never face society again after that. Nobody. They called it the Tubin Missile Crisis.
That's disgusting.
He said last year was a disaster in my life, self-inflicted, self-destructive, and something that I will regret for the rest of my life. Oh, it certainly was self-inflicted, that's for sure. And had it not been self-inflicted, it may not have been that bad. If somebody else is doing it, I'm saying, you know? Excuse me.
I think it would still be pretty bad on a Zoom conference.
It would be, but I don't know if it'd be as bad.
Slightly less humiliating, maybe?
Yeah, less humiliating. It would still be disgusting, but less humiliating. Be like, oh, hey, Stacy, get your hand away. You know what I mean? Yeah, I would never come back from that. It could be 50 years from now. I'd be sitting in a little cafe in Mexico, sipping on coffee, and someone would walk in and be like, oh, my God, you're the Zoom guy, aren't you? I would get up that moment, get on a donkey, and just go away again. Change my name again. Yeah. And Tubin is always out there bashing Trump all the time.
It's amazing.
Always.
That they have him on CNN commenting about this hush money case. Huh?
He rises to the occasion every time for them.
Ugh.
You know, every time they need him to, you know, get it up, the legal bashing of Trump, he does. So,
you know. Repulsive.
Yeah. What a disgusting. And the fact that he's on CNN. And anybody takes him. What do you think his colleagues think about around the table whenever he's on the table with them?
I bet they keep an eye on where his hands are.
I would think so, too. I wonder if that's in his contract. His hands have to remain on the table at all times.
So everyone's comfortable.
Yeah. As part of his contract. It's like, we're going to take you back, but hands have to be visible at all times. Hey, if one of his hands disappears, we're like, whoa! He's like, I'm sorry, I'm just getting a pen. Just getting a pen. On Zoom. I mean, I know it was COVID, but what were you thinking? So whenever that guy bashes Trump, I take it with a grain of salt because someone's like, you're the guy that, right, yeah. Yeah, you're that guy. Oof. Oof.
Also, he's not even that good at his job. That's the part I really don't understand. Like, you get in trouble, and if you were uber talented, it would make sense to me that people might overlook it. But he's not that talented. I don't ever see him on CNN and think, wow, that's some great commentary from Tubin.
Maybe he knows where the bodies are buried.
It's sort of like, I'm thinking like Michael Vick. He had that whole dogfighting incident, but he was super talented, so he got another chance.
Yeah, see, I don't think dogfighting's nearly as bad as that.
No. Especially and if you're
not,
the one
and
in
you're right,
conference.
And to your point, I mean, he's not as talented as Michael Vick was.
No.
So
it doesn't. The second chance doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
It's gross. Really is gross. I don't know. Oof. Anyway, all right. Well, Wildwood. We'll be there Saturday, May 11th at Mulligan Shore Bar live for the Trump rally. It's going to be a blast. I'm very excited to be there. Love Mulligan Shore Bar. It's one of my favorite places to be on the Jersey Shore. And we'll watch the rally together live. So you can go to the rally, get your tickets at DonaldJTrump.com. But if you don't want to go to the rally, if you'd rather hang out with us, then do that, because we'll have a lot of fun, great drinks, great people at Mulligan's, great food. We'll have a lot of fun together. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Google has reversed a decision to ban one of Trump's ads. And why was this commercial ever removed in the first place? Google reportedly removed an ad from Donald Trump's presidential campaign this week that targeted President Joe Biden on inflation and illegal immigration. So the ad reportedly sought to reach black voters with whom Biden is struggling, according to recent polling. And the ad was designed to be played in Georgia, which is a must-win state. Remember, I've told you the strategy is Trump wins Georgia, Trump wins North Carolina, Trump wins Pennsylvania, he's president. I also think he's going to win Michigan, too, but he wins Pennsylvania and those two states, and it's the, you know, the show's over. And I see several pathways for him. Biden's pathway to the presidency is much more narrow. But why did Google remove this ad in the first place? Matt, do you know the answer to that?
All they said was it was a policy violation, but they never explained what policy was violated. And I've watched this commercial now three times trying to figure out how it could be a violative of basically any policy, and right. I've got nothing. I have the audio of the commercial if you want it. There's nothing in there that it just doesn't make sense to me.
And is there anything in there that visually would be problematic?
No. Yeah, it's basically a phone call.
All right. Well, let's take a listen.
I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah. I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So what's problematic with that they had to take that down?
I have no idea. I genuinely have no idea. I can't even understand an argument in favor of removing that.
I mean, it's clearly not them pretending to be the Biden campaign. It's clearly a satirical ad. It's very obvious it's satire. Was there argument that that you were impersonating the Biden campaign?
They didn't even say that. They just removed it. They said there was a policy violation. That's an exact quote, policy violation. And that was it. And they eventually reinstated it. But for the life of me, I can't figure out why it was flagged in the first place.
One more time, please.
Hello, I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah. I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I guarantee it's because they said illegal immigrants. That's probably why they took it down.
You think?
Yeah, it's the only other reason. Remember, the left does not like to use that terminology. So that's probably why Google took it down initially. And then they got blowback for it and they were like, all right. It's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, that's better than what I came up with, which was absolutely nothing.
That's why I'm the host.
Valid. Good point.
So I'm the host and you're the executive producer. All right.
I read Meta was supposedly taking down some RFK Jr. ads as well. It seems like the only one that hasn't had their ads removed by social media is Joe Biden.
Oh, shocking.
Strange, huh?
Yeah, shocking.
Real strange.
All right, listen, if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, then you know that they are going through a renovation. But that's something to celebrate. It's a renovation celebration. Judah's dad started the dealership back in the 1960s, and the time is now for a renovation. And it's going to be a even more beautiful dealership when it's all done. But there's a little bit of inconvenience going on. So to make up for that, Judith is doubling down on their already incredibly aggressive incentives and offers for spring with their renovation special. And if you are a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off. That's right, an additional $1,000 off. And they have an amazing selection at Cherry Hill Volvo. Hey, remember earlier I was talking to you about cancel culture and how some companies shy away from doing anything with our radio station or me because I'm controversial? Well, Judith doubled down and said, I want the studio naming rights. So we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. That should mean a lot to you. It certainly means a lot to me. And Volvos are great cars. The S-Class made right at their plant in South Carolina. Beautiful sedan. The XC40, the XC60, the XC90 with that third row. Get the kids nice and safe down to the shore. It's a beautiful thing. And with this renovation extravaganza going on, you will save money and you will also have a great experience because they're going to go the extra step for you. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team would love to see you. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealership to our entire region, minutes over the bridge on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. So take advantage of the renovation extravaganza. Take advantage of these incredible incentives. And take advantage of an additional $1,000 off on top of everything else if you are a Costco member. And please support the Costco, the Volvo dealership that stands with us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All righty. Monday it is. Thanks again for being there in Cape May with us on Friday. We had a blast. This coming Saturday, we'll be live at Mulligan Shore Bar for former President Donald Trump and future President Donald Trump's big rally in Wildwood. We'll be watching it live together. I hope to see you there. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have some more thoughts on the trial for you, which I'll get into. But one of the things I wanted to mention is, you know, in everything we're seeing with this, all these campus protests and the craziness that's occurring here, one of the things is the people behind this. There's a lot of money behind this. And I have some details for you on who is writing the checks, because you know that these things are never organic. They're never organic. These things always, always, always are organized. That's how it works. And there's a report in Politico today breaking down who all those people are. Now, you're probably not going to be too surprised when I share some of those names with you. But here's what I don't understand. I don't understand why guys like Bill Maher are still considering voting for Joe Biden. I don't get this. Bill Maher every week comes out and says something that the left now stands for that he despises. Every week. But he hates Trump. But so what? I mean, you hate Trump, but so what? You can't stand the transgender stuff that they're doing to our kids. You think that the corporate media is nothing more than a mouthpiece for the left. You think the left is completely intolerant. He comes out every week and says all these things, and yet he's still voting for Biden. I don't get it. I don't understand at what point somebody says, you know what? I may hate Trump. I may despise the guy. I may think he's a hideous human being, but he's better for the country. I don't know what it takes for somebody like this. Every week he comes out, he decries the academic elites who are trying to brainwash our children. He decries colleges. He goes after Hollywood for trying to indoctrinate our children and for being pedophiles. Every week he comes out and he criticizes. Last week he was criticizing the fact that Tom Hanks said he would never make the movie Philadelphia Today because he's not gay. And Bill Maher said, so what if you're not gay? You're an actor. This is ridiculous. And now everybody has to out themselves in Hollywood if they want to be able to play a gay character. He's gone after the pronoun police. I mean, I went to where did I go the other day? A doctor's office someplace, I don't know, and they had a thing on there that said your preferred pronouns. Of course, I didn't answer it, but is that what, we have to live in a society now where everybody has to say what their pronouns are? He goes after stuff like that. So at what point, knowing that Biden supports all those policies, he's against all the Ukraine funding, he thinks it's corrupt, he thinks Biden's corrupt, at what point do you say enough is enough with this guy? But here's Bill Maher Friday night torching Biden over the student loan bailout that's occurring. And this is a bribe. It's a bribe. He's bribing college kids, trying to bribe college kids, particularly the ones in Michigan and Wisconsin. Kellyanne Conway was one of his guests on the show. Cut number 8.
When I read about the college loans,
yes.
You know, I mean, where's the stat on this? Oh, Biden administration's student debt cancellation will cost a combined $870 billion to $1.4 trillion. That's a lot of debt forgiveness. Okay, so colleges constantly raise tuition. Then the kids take out more loans. Then the government comes by and pays those loans. Okay, so my tax dollars are supporting this Jew hating?
No, you support all the tents. No, I agree with you completely. Now people are really upset. By the way, it was never fair. You can't have plumbers and pipe fitters paying for the student loans of doctors and lawyers. It's not fair. And I'm all for the government trying to help people who need it. But he did that as a political play, and everybody knows it. He's bleeding young people's support.
It hasn't worked. If you look at issues that young people care about, Gaza is like 15th out of 16th. And the only thing that comes in lower than Gaza is student loan forgiveness. So it hasn't worked as a motivator for the youth vote. You know, half of which are out there chanting Genocide Joe. So it's backfired, not just in terms of public policy, but in terms of the politics, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So don't vote for him. Don't. Here's that moron Taylor Lorenz. That she might be the dumbest person. She might be one of the dumbest human beings on the planet.
And a coward.
And a coward, too. Yes. Well said. And a moron.
Yeah.
I mean, just an utter moron.
Detestable. Just seeing, I her whole aura just bothers me. It bothers me so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. I'm looking at that picture on Fox News right now, the Veep stakes. I don't see Kristi Noem in that picture.
She was there.
Sure, she was there. Okay. Yeah.
Behind the curtains? Or
I don't see her in that photo either, though.
Yeah.
I think she's pretty much eliminated herself from contention.
Must have been in the bathroom when they were taking that picture, I guess.
Probably, yeah. They're like, oh, she's in the bathroom. Quick, everybody, take a picture. damn shame.
She had a rough weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. Taylor, so why do you despise Taylor Rand, Henry? Tell us why.
Well, she goes and she spouts all these talking points, and then when people online rip her to shreds, all she ever does is block people, and then it got to the point where she had so many mentions day in, day out on every single one of her tweets that she turned off replies, and then it even got worse than that, so much so that she's a completely private account. Like, if you're going to have, you know, ideas like this, or you're going to say things like this, stand on your soapbox and defend them. Like, don't be a coward. Don't hide behind, you know, a private screen so only, you know, the people in your echo chamber can keep saying, yes, good job, Taylor. Good job. This was really well thought out. Because it never is. So it bothers me. And then her whole just demeanor. I just think she's so uppity and she's ugh. I mean, there's not a lot of people that just boil my blood like that, but she is the worst.
Just to remind you of some of her greatest hits, she was the one that doxxed libs of TikTok. She was also the journalist, and I use that term loosely, that claimed air conditioning was sexist.
Right. It is, no doubt.
She was a writer for the New York Times. I think even they decided she was too wacky, and now she writes for the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't let anyone see what she writes.
Right. She was interviewing the Libs of TikTok founder, and she was outside wearing a mask. You remember that?
While eating lunch.
Yes. Well, here she is, a moron, appearing to defend the treatment of LGBTQ++IA people and every letter of the alphabet by Hamas. Like Hamas. Hamas is very, very, they fly the rainbow flag. I don't know if you know that or not, but it's part of their battle cry. What an idiot. Even Don Lemon had a corrector. Now, when Taylor Lorenz and Don Lemon get together, that's one of the signs of the end of times. But when Don Lemon has to correct Taylor Lorenz, that's when you want to go, I got to get off this planet. I mean, this is bad. This makes me want to go and hide.
Taylor thinks that. Like, oh, I just got corrected by Don Lemon. Maybe I'm wrong.
The guy who thought that missing Malaysian plane might have gone into a black hole, that guy had to correct her on her stance that Hamas is pro-LGBTQ. cut number 9.
Well, then, Taylor, how do you reconcile the way marginalized groups, many of the people in these marginalized groups, obviously they are fighting for Palestine, right, for the Palestinians and for what's happening in Gaza. But yet in Gaza, they would not have any freedom.
You know, they don't have freedoms in Texas and Florida. Does that mean?
But they don't. But I understand that. But Taylor,
Texas? That's
Taylor,
absurd.
I'm a member of the LGBTQ community. If I go to Texas, they're not going to throw me off of a roof.
Right. Very true. I mean, they would throw you off a roof for other reasons, just because you're a moron, but it wouldn't be because you're gay. Not advocating you should throw Don Lemon off a roof, but if you were ever up on a roof with him and he turned around and said, you think that plane might have been taken into a black hole? You might be like, I'm going to throw you off the roof. That's the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Taylor Lorenz is so awful that clip made me like Don Lemon for a second.
Just a second.
Yeah.
A quick second. Let me hear it again. One more time. Go ahead.
Well, then, Taylor, how do you reconcile the way marginalized groups, many of the people in these marginalized groups, obviously they are fighting for Palestine, right, for the Palestinians and for what's happening in Gaza. But yet in Gaza, they would not have any freedom. You know,
they don't have freedoms in Texas and Florida. Does that mean?
But they don't. But I understand that. But Taylor,
Texas? That's
Taylor,
absurd.
I'm a member of the LGBTQ community. If I go to Texas, they're not going to throw me off of a roof.
Also, the guy vacations in Florida. I think he has a house in Florida, Don Lemon. Who does it? When do gay people not have freedoms in Florida? I mean, everyone in Key West is gay. What is he talking about? What is she talking about?
What is she
like,
ever
every other
talking
person
about?
In Key West is gay, I think. When do gay people stop losing their freedoms in Florida? I'm curious about that. Or Texas. Is that how many gay people are in Austin? I don't know, but I'm sure it's a lot. But you have more freedom in Gaza than you do in Key West. Did you know that if you're gay? Have you seen the commercials that Gaza's been airing to attract the LGBTQ tourist community?
Great vacation packages from what I hear.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, their slogan is no judgment here, just beheadings. So that she's got to be one of the dumbest people in the world. And he's one of the absolute dumbest people in the world. So for the two of them to come together, it's like the keymaster and the gatekeeper coming together. Let me play this. This is also something here that is just what is it? Kristi Noem now. Oh. She said that she met with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
It's in the book, yes, that she met with. It's the whole
but
passage.
But she didn't meet with him.
No, and she won't just admit that she didn't meet with him, and she won't answer the question.
I gotta spend more time on this. I need to. I gotta devote a whole segment to this.
Yeah,
let me skip to Dana White, because Dana White goes after Netflix. This is pretty funny, actually. They had a roast of Tom Brady. Did you guys see it?
I saw clips.
Yeah, I saw clips. I'll have to watch it later.
How was it?
The clips were very funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I love a good roast. I love a good roast when it's done right. But I guess they only gave Dana White, who's the guy who started the UFC, they only gave him 60 seconds?
I think
that's it?
Yeah, well, this clip is 90 seconds, but it didn't sound like he did anything beyond that. In fairness, though, it was a pretty star-studded crowd from what I saw. So I don't know how long it was, but they had a lot of big names that they had to get through.
All right. Well, either way, this is pretty funny. Cut 16.
Not my thing, so I'm going to keep this short like Gronk's bus. Actually, let me get into this real quick. It pisses me off. I flew all the way out here, and you guys give me 60 seconds? My name is Dana. Is that not trans enough for you liberal f***? No? All right. Tom, you played for the Patriots for so long that I was actually starting to feel like you were from Boston. Then I saw you run and I was like, no, he's definitely from San Francisco. You led the league for 20 years in passing as a straight guy. Come on. That was a good one. Hey, I got two of the baddest dudes in the world here right now. Sugar Sean O'Malley and Max Holloway. Tom, you would have been a great fighter. You're already the master of the ground and pound. That's what you call coffee dates with your boyfriend, Alex Guerrero. One more thing. You people probably don't know this, but Jeff Ross was very interested in the UFC. He thought it meant unlimited fried chicken. I love you, Tom.
Dana White, ladies and gentlemen. Great job,
pretty
Dana. Funny,
actually. Pretty good. Good job, Dana. Well done.
Jeff Ross got targeted a lot in the clips that I saw.
I mean, he has to.
He's so funny.
He's the roast master.
Yeah,
you got to go after him hard. Tony Hinchcliffe did a
You ever see the
job.
Bob Saget roast?
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
That may go down as one of the best roasts of all time.
I was about to say, that might be the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah, that one is crazy and not appropriate for children, just for the record.
But he was
all right, I got a big fourth and final hour coming up for you. Latest on Trump's trial. Who's funding all these college protests? And the craziest thing you've ever heard Maxine Waters say, and that's saying a lot. But I want to tell you, if you missed us Friday for the live show, you missed a great time at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. But your chance is coming in June 21st, we're going to be there for a live show. Now, they are selling out. They sell out every summer. Their rooms are beautiful. The resort is beautiful. You have an outdoor, gigantic outdoor heated pool, an indoor heated pool in case it rains, game room for the kids, Hemingway's restaurant right on site, delicious breakfast. breakfast, lunch, dinner, handcrafted cocktails, and so much more. You got to make your reservation today because these June midweek stay packages will sell out. They always do. You stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. Stay five nights, get $70 a night in resort credit. Stay seven nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credit. And you can use your resort credits to make purchases of food and drinks at Hemingway's restaurant, for their outdoor pool bar, for the beach concession stand. You can even take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise. The choice is yours. The longer you stay, the more you get in resort credits. And the Grand is the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate event, baby and bridal shower. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call my friend Caitlin. She will help you plan your dream event. And many of the rooms at the Grand Hotel also have efficiencies. There's suites. So you, the refrigerators in every room, you could bring in drinks, bring in food. So many ways to enjoy your time in the beautiful town of Cape May, New Jersey. One of my number one favorite shore town by far. And the Grand Hotel is my number one favorite hotel. It is my happy place. So book a June midweek stay and you can see us live June 21st. Stay for the show. But you got to make your reservation today by calling 800-257-8550. Always book direct with them for the best rates. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.